Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is our good friend from the Post-Gazette, Jason Mackey, who covers the Penguins. Obviously, a very, very busy day for you, Jason. Thank you for taking a few minutes with us. And, as quickly as you can, or as a brief or whatever you want to say as you can, what exactly happened today with the Penguins in this trade?
Sort of admitted that the Derek Brassard experiment was not going to work. They finally cut bait on that, and I'm sorry about the noise here. I'm going to try to see the ice as I'm talking to you, Paul, to see if these guys are on the ice, and I don't think they are. And so sort of in the process of this, they brought in two guys, Nick Bjugstad and Jared McCann, that they actually think will work and will play a style of game and will fit into the proper roles in the way that Derek Brassard wasn't able to do. And it wasn't anything they didn't like with Riley Sheahan, but I know I talked to Jim Rutherford this afternoon, and he said you have to give to get, and that was part of this. But they really like Bjugstad. They like his offensive abilities, the fact that he may be able to jump up into the top six at one point, play the right wing even, maybe on Crosby's line, maybe on Malkin's line if they want to do that. But they think that Jared McCann has plenty of potential as sort of a bottom six, maybe more of a third-line center type, and it was just sort of an admission that the Derek Brassard thing wasn't going to work out.
Do you think this makes them a better team? Do you think this makes them better suited for the playoff run and all the other stuff?
I do. Yeah, I think it definitely makes them a better team. And I like Bukestad's size. I've liked him for a while. I mean, I do have a little bit of concern about some injury history. He's certainly been banged up throughout his career. But if he's able to stay healthy and stay on the ice, I think he can be a very productive player for them.
That's the biggest thing. That's really what, you know, obviously you admit that the Brassard's thing was a mistake, but I think the other part of it is, did you make your team better? And I think that, you know, they also added some size, right?
They did. Bukestad's 6'6". He's a real big boy. McCann is not. I think he's only about 6'1", 185. Not that that's, you know, tiny. I guess it's you know, probably average size, but at least in the NHL. And they really didn't have a choice, Paul. I mean, that's what this came down to. Derek Brassard wasn't going to work here. And I don't think Derek Brassard's a bad guy. And Mike Sullivan went out of his way pregame to talk about what a great guy Derek Brassard is. And I completely understand where he's coming from. But at the same time, you are trying to pound a square peg into a round hole, and it's not working. And this guy just isn't able to function as a third-line center. He needs to be in the top six. I think it's a style of play that he necessarily wasn't accustomed to, a little bit more of a freewheeling style. He's been on counterattack teams throughout his career. I don't think that's a huge issue, again, but it's just with the limited ice time, with the limited power play time, it became so hard to produce. So they made their team better by going out and getting a couple of guys. I talked to Jim this afternoon, and I'm not even sure he's done. Sometimes he can't help himself. He's saying he's still going to sort of look at things. So I wouldn't be surprised if something else happens. But, yeah, I do think that they certainly improved their team today.
Yeah, that was the thing. Do you feel like they gave up? It seemed like they gave up a lot. I mean, they gave up three draft picks and two players. Did you feel like it was a good trade?
I don't have a problem with what they gave up. For a team in the Penguins situation, I mean, Derek Brassard is a nothing. Riley Sheahan is a nothing in terms of like what they're giving up, because they were going to be unrestricted free agents. They probably weren't going to re-sign. And the Penguins actually are pretty well insulated at center. And then I would move on to the draft picks. I mean, a second round kind of stinks, but it's not a first. They acquired the fourth in the Jamie Oleksiak thing. Like, you were kind of playing with house money there. They still have a fourth. I think they had three fourth rounders. They dealt two of them. So, I mean, it's steep, but it's not a first. And in the NHL and hockey, I think it's a little bit different than the NFL, is that your fourth round pick is such a crapshoot that I don't have a huge problem with dealing those away for guys who are proven players. You know, McCann very well could be a great fit in Pittsburgh, you know, a Bonino type guy who does a little bit of everything, can skate. and Bukestad is an elite player, in my opinion. I was shocked, frankly, that Florida was even willing to trade him.
Well, you know, one thing I like, Jason, is that Jim Rutherford has consistently basically said he's going to worry about winning today, and worry about winning tomorrow. And this is another trade
right.
that's similar, that just seems to go with that theme, right?
Yeah, and I mean, as a Penguins fan, like, I don't know how you can't get all in on this stuff, right? Like, if you watch the Pirates, that has to be the most confounding thing to see, like, our team has a chance, we're right there. And, you know, obviously this year being the exception, like, I try to put myself in a Pirates fan's shoes, like, that would be frustrating. But I give Jim Rutherford this, and he certainly made some mistakes. You know, we could look at the Matt Hunwick signing, the Anthony Beiermy signing, could even criticize Derek Brassard, whatever. But the dude tries, man. He's pushing his tips to the middle of the table. They're trying to do everything they can, maybe even on the opposite side of things, to try to win a cup.
Hey, absolutely. Last one I have for you, Jason. You look at this team, the Penguins, and given what they've done in recent, pretty much this whole season, I would expect they'll lose tonight, and then tomorrow night they'll destroy Toronto. Does that sound about right?
That would fit precedent, huh? They just can't beat last place teams. They crush the good ones. I think tonight it has to change. I think that their performance against New Jersey sort of got everybody's attention. They just can't continue doing this. I mean, that was fine in October, November, December. It's just too late in the season now. I mean, there was a players-only meeting after that one. I think a lot of people really hacked off, including the general manager. That was one of the things that he's saying, that if this doesn't change, I'm going to go make a move. So I think they win tonight. Tomorrow's maybe a push. It's tough to say with Toronto. Like, I want to see what they did against Detroit. The second game back is always kind of funky, but I think the Penguins definitely win tonight.
Jason, I know you're very busy. I appreciate you taking a few minutes, and keep us posted. Let us know if you see those guys show up at all.
All right, man. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.